Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. COVID-19 2020 edition. Won't be saying that for too much longer. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that Kevin Pollack. What's up? Well, when pigs fly, or gosh, next Tuesday isn't horrible. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hey to Craig Kakowski. Kakao, give us a completely selfish wish for 2021.
Man, I'd love to shoot 50 episodes of television in 52 weeks.
Seems completely fair.
I'd love to have 2 weeks vacation.
Right. I'm guessing you want broadcast television. So it's that extra broadcast television money that's barely left
over. And not even Fox. I want the old three networks.
Original three.
Yes, I want the original three.
Original three
to work
jerks.
Every day of the week. You know, these could be 50 guest spots.
Oh, yeah. That is a serious downplay on your selfish wish list.
I think if I don't work 50 weeks, I can't qualify for the new SAG insurance. So.
All right. Now let's please welcome Caroline Cotter. Dr. Brown, we'll see you now. As a child, was it easy to sleep on Christmas Eve?
Well, yes, but it took getting used to, because I'm sure this will come as a surprise to no one, but when I was a kid, I did have to sleep in a back brace for my scoliosis. So, and that's unrelated to why I do comedy. It's just a little detail I thought I'd share. But it became easy once I got, yes, that's right, exactly.
Well, thank you for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We are recording the show. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Did you want to say hello now that we've had this moment? You have to. They're all saying hi to you.
Hi,
you
gotta at least wait.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, man. Oh, hello.
So not fair.
Hello.
All right.
Happy Festivus.
Gary Anthony.
The tallest man in, by the way, before you ask any question, I have literally just been crowned the tallest man in Valley Village, California.
Wow.
The tallest
right?
man in Valley wow. Village. I'm very tall. I'm very tall.
Well, then your question is, how and why is that a thing?
You always need to know, like when I walk into a room, I'm like, who's the biggest? Who's the dumpiest? Like I'm all about labels. I'm all about labels. I'm all
sure.
about race and color and religion yep. and labels.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I wrote the city council to ask if they have a tallest man yet.
Right.
And they said no. And then I went out and got there's a measurer who comes around, and I went out and got his number, and the measurer came to my house. They measure you while you're sleeping.
Height appraiser?
A height appraiser, so I'm literally the tallest man in Valley Village.
And you're like 5'11"?
A little under.
But when you're asleep, like when you're laying down, you're the tallest right when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why they measure you while you're sleeping.
I just did a spit take with coffee for real. Thank you, James.
And
now
true.
Chris Alvarado. Chris Krinkelman, how are you at receiving horrible gifts?
I'm bad at receiving gifts. In general, I've never understood the person who wants to open the gift immediately from the person who's given it to them. Say at like a bar, like they're giving a birthday party. Mm-hmm. I will hold the gifts and open them later at home because I'm not that good of an actor to sit there and open it and look you right in your eyes and be like, this is so great. Mm-hmm. I loathe that moment. And when I give someone a gift, I always say, you don't have to open it now. You don't have to open it now. I just hate that moment so much.
It is. It is a horrible moment.
A quick note. Caroline Cotter looks like a Christmas angel this morning
Why?
As we record. Because her room is all white and she's wearing a white sweater and she looks very angelic. And
she's got the white snowball microphone also, if I may.
Exactly.
It must be the microphone.
It's the snowball. It subconsciously got him. Yeah, we had an Aunt Bessie who would always try on the new dress my mom would get her for the holiday and then say, does this make me look fat? And at 11 years old, I had it. It only took me to 11 before I said, Bess, you want to know what makes you look fat? Vision.
Wow.
Oh my God.
The fact that we can see.
Old fat Bess. Where's fat Bess now, by the way?
You want to lose a couple pounds, Bess? Poke me in the eyes.
Wow.
Yeah, I just stepped on the pedal at 11. Well, there was nobody was woke, and you could say whatever you wanted. Anyways,
the good old days.
James. Hey, there's James Heaney, Jimmy Schmankel Heens. If asked by Santa to create a replacement for Ho Ho Ho, what do you got?
It would be,
take your time, dude. Take your time.
I guess Ho 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 doesn't, it's not really good. So I think it would be like, hip, hip, hooray. Oh, that's taken. That's taken. It would just be like Mary Jink. I don't know. Certainly not Ho Ho Ho, because that's ridiculous. Maybe hooray, hooray, hooray.
But keeping it in threes, I like that.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah, it's, comedy rule.
Well, I guess we don't have to have threes. I didn't even consider.
Yeah.
The correct answer,
by the way, was hee, 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 just so you know.
Damn it.
And last but only two French hens, if you think I'm least, it's Joey Greer. Dill, Pickle, Donnie, why no presents this year?
Because people don't deserve them.
And let's do a damn show. All of our sane suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks such as a video of what's happening right the fuck now. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a sane suggestion via email, please write to the podcast. That's it. Just write to us. Oh, at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here. Scene one, in fact, comes from listener Kara or Kyra. K-I-R-A. Kira?
Kira.
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 Kira Knightley.
Okay.
Was it Kira Knightley?
I think it's Kira Knightley, yeah.
Fuck me, it says Kira Knightley. I didn't even see the last name there.
Oh, shit.
That's so weird.
Nice.
Kira Knightley wrote, "Hello again, Alchemist. Been listening for a long time, and it was thrilling to have my scene suggestion used, so it's, let's see if I can reach that high again. Suggestion, a paranoid store clerk that thinks everyone is stealing from his store. You've not heard the last from me, Kira Knightley, Indiana." Did not know she moved. No.
And just one of those magazines from the lower rack over there.
You want one of the pornos? Which one?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Is it just the one that's all
you
the
want one of the pornography up. Magazines? Which one? Just tell me by name. Just you want the Jugs? One all the way to
the yeah, that'll do.
Holy okay. Shit. Dan Bishop, how you doing, buddy?
Put that back.
How are you, man? You know, I was just around the neighborhood. I just bumped into your wife. I was like, well, how's Dan doing? She's like, why don't you just pop into the convenience store? He's over in there. He's just like, you know, getting some candy or something. And I said, you know what? Whatever he gets, I'm going to buy. All right. It's going to go on my card. So far, sir,
it's just the jugs and some gum. Did you want anything
he's
else?
He's kidding.
You want a jug of milk? That's fine. Yeah, we'll get a jug of milk.
Yeah. I'll get the jug of milk.
As I said, right jugs. So at very least, it's two jugs of milk. But in this case, it's a magazine.
It's a magazine about milk? What is this?
No, and that's Kira Knightley on the cover. Wow.
What is this?
Not listen, who I think of.
Dan, what the hell
Glenn,
is
Glenn, I have to tell you something.
Did you just smell me? Why are you smelling?
Dan,
why'd you just sniff me? Dan, why'd you do
excuse me. It was very generous of you to offer to buy whatever this man wanted, but did you just put some candy in your pocket?
Me?
Yeah. Did you just put a Snickers in your pocket?
No, I put my hands in my pocket.
Empty your pockets, please.
Empty my pockets.
Okay, listen up. We're going to go in there. And you're going to act like nothing's happening, okay?
That's because nothing's happening. I'm going to act like nothing's happening because nothing's happening.
I have a gun in my jacket, sir.
Right. Okay. I understand.
Okay. Just.
I'm already acting like nothing's happening.
Yeah, you're fucking, you're actually really good at this.
Oh, thank you very much. I took a class when I was in for pre-K through 6. Look at my face, it's talking. And what would happen is people would
right,
look
right,
at my
all right, okay, all right, all right.
Okay.
So you walk in there, you're doing a good job. Here we go. Ching, 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 ching. All right, just browsing. We're just browsing.
Excuse me, let me just tell the clerk. Hey, man, ain't nothing happening.
What's that?
I said nothing's happening.
Thank you for the update. Appreciate it.
No, look, I have no. I didn't steal anything. I didn't take anything.
Snickers.
No candy bar. I've taken none of it.
Why are you refusing to empty your pockets then?
Because I didn't take anything.
You're saying that's just the impression
of what's underneath
his
pants.
Hey, Captain Jugs, just a moment, talking to your pal.
I think that what you're seeing is something underneath his jeans.
You mean his penis?
Dan, are you talking about my penis?
This is inappropriate. You know what? I can't be in here. This is somebody I work with and a friend of mine.
Franco, from the appearance, it actually seems like something is happening in here. And if we add to it, then it's going to be a whole thing happening here, Franco.
All right. I don't want this to be a whole thing. Listen, we're in here so you can get two or three items to keep you alive for the next 3 days until your family sends me the money, okay?
Right.
So go ahead and pick out a couple items and let's get out of here, because you're right. Something's happening.
I'm going to move fast, but I got to think about this.
Okay.
I know I need protein, and I know cheese and peanut butter have protein in them, so I'm probably going to get some Nabs cheese and peanut butter crackers.
Okay.
Let me ask the man if they have Nabs, because I only like Nabs.
Look, I didn't take anything, sir. For God's sake. I didn't do a damn thing, all right?
You can talk all you... Yes, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Yes, sir?
Hey, nothing's happening, but do you have Nabs, cheese, and peanut butter crackers?
I got this copy of Jugs.
Okay. Okay.
But hold on. Mr. Bishop? Steve? Hey guys, what are you doing here?
Oh, is Franco. That Reverend hey, Reverend Bishop.
Franco, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hey, good. This is Karen's brother.
I know. Yeah, how are you?
Okay, good. Yeah, you guys know each other. Yeah.
Last time I heard, people were looking for you. This is amazing that you found him, Franco. This is huge.
Tell them how you're doing. Everything's fine, right?
Everything's fine and nothing's happening. Everything's fine. Look at my shoulders moving. They moving because everything is fine.
Well, George, your kids are worried about you. Do you want to get in contact with them or anything? Or
did you guys want to have this meeting in the parking lot? Because I'm here to sell stuff. No, this is a store.
Do you have something in your pants, dude?
Definitely not talking to me.
Excuse me, I'd like to purchase a copy of Jugs, please.
Yes, sir. Would you like this month? I have the last 6 months.
The last 6 months. I'll take them all.
Alrighty.
Do you have the latest with Keira Knightley on the cover?
We do.
Okay, I have a Jugs subscription, but I also enjoy picking it up in person.
Interesting.
And let me get the previous month with an even thinner woman.
All right, let's see. Oh.
My name is Claude Devine, by the way.
Mr. Devine, lovely to meet you. Is there anything else I can get you?
What other pornographic magazines do you have?
Well, we've
got
Dick.
Why are we just listening to this? Should we just go outside?
The more the merrier. The more the merrier. Pornography for all. I'm purchasing. We're around for the house.
Yep.
I suppose if it's being given out, I'll take one, but that's not what I was...
Dan, can you come and talk to me in the bedroom for a second?
Yeah.
What was that pause?
I wasn't coming to bed right now. I
asked you to talk to me in the bedroom. I didn't say come to bed with me, Dan.
Oh, okay. I have a second. What's up?
What is up with you, Dan? Your mind is scattered.
Nothing.
You don't want to be in the bedroom? And little Henry, he found a porno mag.
Oh, my God. What do you think he found it?
Dan, where do you think he found it?
You know what? That goddamn liquor store. I'm suspicious that behind the counter, they sell nudie mags. I bet you he got it there. I'll talk to them.
He found it in your tool shed, Dan.
Oh, my tool shed?
Yep.
That son of a bitch.
Hi, Mom. Mm-hmm.
That's how they get people hooked. Oh,
and Dad, sorry, I can't sleep tonight. I keep thinking about
what's wrong, baby?
About Keira Knightley's boobs.
Okay, all right.
Before
okay, okay.
I thought it was just all smooth underneath, like kind of under like the Reverend's pants, you know, he has that bulge in his pants, and I just am thinking about Keira Knightley and I'm really scared.
No, just go to. It's okay. God damn it, Dan. He has a goddamn.
Excuse me.
Look at my face. I'm talking acting class coming up. All right, and now he's just in his head, and he can't He's not going to be able to focus. Do you understand this?
Well, do you think this is my fault? That's how they get people addicted to pornography. They go around to the neighborhood homes and they sneak this stuff in. Then you get addicted to it. Where am I going to find it? Is that what happened? You found it in whose tool shed?
Yours, Dad.
Oh, my tool shed. I was looking for the saw.
You know what? I'm going to talk to the owner of that club tomorrow.
What club? Are you okay, Dad?
Franco, I understand that my life is in great danger and that you at all times have A, either a knife, or B, a gun, or C, some type of explosive device aimed at me. But if you take me to public places, sooner or later, people are going to realize something's going on. I'm a missing man, Franco.
I know, George. Look, I've been doing some thinking myself.
What, now, Franco?
You're my wife's brother.
Yes.
And I'm hoping your family sends me money, which means I'm asking for basically my in-laws to send me money for your return. And I fucked up, George. I mean, I really fucked up.
Franco, we've all kidnapped family members before.
Is that true?
Of course. Here, look, while we were in that store, I took a book called, Hey, Look Who I Stole.
What?
I took a book when we were in that store called, Hey, Look Who I Stole.
Wow. Did you steal that for yourself or?
I took it for you. I saw hurt in your eyes.
Here, hold my gun real quick, please.
Okay.
Hold this knife, please.
All right.
Hold these explosives.
Okay.
Let me take a look at that book. It only has one page.
One page. And the only page is page 72. And all the rest of the pages have been ripped out.
And it's like aluminum foil. I can see my reflection in it.
Yeah. That's the whole point of the book.
Hello, neighbors. Sorry to interrupt. Claude Devine here. I have excess pornography. Would you mind taking some off my hands?
Mr. Franco has a tool shed in the back, but I'm afraid Mr. Franco doesn't have a lot of room in.
Oh, there's always room for another pornography magazine.
Well, if you got anything with a thin white lady on it, I'd be interested in looking.
George loves thin white ladies. He does.
That is scene number one, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Scene two comes from patron VIP Mo Bourbon. You all remember Mo?
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote, Hey Gang, I Love Caroline Cotter. What? Ooh. Look at that. By the way, take a number. So, my scene suggestion is as follows. A group of burly pirates are excited for the release of the new Apple eye patch.
Yeah. Well, eye patch. Oh, they got the jokes built in.
Thanks for all the laughs, Patreon supporter Mo Bourbon.
All right, now listen. This has to go well, okay? We got Keira Knightley coming here, okay? They're doing a whole new Pirates of the Caribbean exhibit here with us, all right? So, look, we got to sell this, all right?
Hey.
You understand? You get what I'm saying here, okay? This is not just this is the flagship store here, people. We got a duty, all right? We got a duty.
Did somebody say duty?
I think the boss said duty.
I did. All right, now listen. All right.
Check your pants. Check
your pants.
Ye who say duty must check ye's pants.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh.
You know the old pirate rhyme. Ye who say duty must check his pants. Ye who does not move must learn to dance.
That's right. Okay. And if you don't have a shit in your pants, you gotta dance.
Okay, I actually do need to change my pants. Okay.
And dance. Don't forget that part.
Right, Mark, do you mind just taking over for a second? I'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, guys. So today's the release of pretty big product. How did you guys all, how long have you worked here at Apple?
5 years.
5 years?
Oh. 6 days and an hour.
Wow. I'm just down here for the big release. I'm regional manager.
When you say down here, where did you come from?
up there. Oh, it's where the home
stepped
office
right in that
the
one, didn't I, boys?
And you know what they say? If you step with your shoe, you must take a poo.
You know the old rhyme. If you step with your shoe, you must take a poo. And if that hurt, you take off your shirt.
That's right. Let's see your underneath the shirt.
Let's see your underneath.
Let's see the underneath.
I'm not taking my shirt off. I'm not taking my shirt off. In fact, you guys aren't wearing the appropriate attire for the floor. Are you even trained to do the geek tables? The apple?
Hey, Mark, look, sorry to call you in on such short notice right before the holidays, too, but I'm looking at some of the complaints and all that. You're calling Geek Squad here instead of the Genius Desk, and it's we got a whole brand thing we've been working on for a long time, Mark. You know that. You've been with us since we were in Pasadena, and we brought you over here to the downtown store because we wanted to bring the people that we trusted. But it seems like I don't know what's going on in your life. But
well, I requested this week off for the holidays, and I'm a little scattered. Most of my family, I ended up leaving without me to go on the Christmas vacation. I'm supposed to pop on over there afterwards.
Well, Mark, I'm also looking at the several employees who've been working with you for a couple of years, 5 years to be exact. You just didn't know.
I so don't my, go my down mind to that going, store like, what's very going often.
On? Is it a drug These, thing? Is
this, you don't understand it. These people, they aren't normal, okay? They have, and it's going to sound pretty judgy, but it's odd. They got peg legs. They got gold teeth. They got eyes missing, hooks for hands. I don't even know how to relate to them, okay? I felt like I was being surrounded and somebody was going to, I don't know. I felt like I was in danger down there.
What do you mean I can't get it, Dad? I want a new eye patch.
Now, kiddo, those are for pirates.
I'm going to take out my eye, and then I'll need the eye patch, won't I, Dad? If I take out my eye, I'll need an eye patch.
No.
Order up!
Look, we're getting burgers for the entire family, okay? And that's all we're getting. We're not going to stop at the Apple store, okay?
Dad, hey, how can I help you folks?
Burgers.
Yep. What kind of burgers would you like there, kiddo?
Dad.
Speak up. Tell them what you want.
Burger.
Be specific. He's taking a shit in line.
Is the boy all right, sir?
Hey, he's taking a shit in line. He must be a pirate. Pirates take poops. Remember that? They poop and dance.
I remember that.
Did you hire that guy to say that?
No, Dad. See, I need it. Sir, we need four burgers family style.
Four burgers family style. Coming up.
Four family style burgers. It stinks in here. It smells like shit. Somebody clean that kid's shit up.
Dad, do you want me to ruin the holidays? Because I will.
Until you learn not to shit in public, I'm not getting you an iPad.
Sorry. I know I said there are no bad ideas today, but Steve, come on, man. The eye patch? What the fuck?
Steve, you suck.
Anybody else? That's not helpful.
Yeah, I have an idea.
Yep. Laura?
I guess first order of business is maybe fire Steve's stupid ass.
But before you fire my stupid ass, you just hear me out here.
Oh my God.
Steve, please hear me out. It'd be great if you could pack up your shit and be out by noon, but go ahead, let's hear you.
Look, I'll pack my shit. I'll be out of here by noon. I'll be out of here by 11:59 if you guys don't understand what I'm saying.
Ugh. Okay.
I'm that sincere. Marcia, I see that look on your face.
What look?
I know I'm the look.
What look?
That look, yeah.
I don't have a look. I just think it's a fucking stupid idea. So if that's reflected on my face, it's not a look.
Yeah, that's the look I was talking about.
If I had to give it a name, it would be disdain. Let's hear you out, Steve.
Remember Google Glass when that came around?
Yeah, it stunk.
It did stink. It needed something better. It was too much out there. It's like a fly with those convex eyes. Simplify. Go down one.
Go down one. So all the way down to pirates.
To one patch, one eye.
Uh-huh. Keep talking.
That's all I had.
Makes sense. Marshall? I like that idea.
Steve, are you saying that inside the patch, the eye will see things like a cyborg?
The eye's able to see things. You can even pinch and zoom from the outside of it.
Can I just, here's my concern with it, is if we're marketing this towards pirates and they happen to be missing one eye and they cover the one good eye they have with this patch, well, then they won't be able to see anything. And if they cover their missing eye, well, then they won't see the patch.
You see the problem?
It's 11:58, guys. I got one more minute to walk out of here.
Hold on a second. Laura, could you explain a little bit further? Because I'm starting to feel what you're saying.
Well, here's what I'm saying is this the Apple eye patch, it seems like it would be at least angled towards a big pirate market. But if Laura. Hold on, let me just
I have to agree. I think Laura also sucks. She obviously still has her jaw wired shut from the surgery she had last week. So no one's talking about that.
Yeah, you're tetanus shot, people.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for. Apple's keynote speaker, Lauren Applebaum.
Okay, everybody, thank you. Here's the problem. I'm here to speak about the Apple eye patch, and let me preface it with I wasn't a big supporter of it in its creation, and I'm surprised at the excitement of it. But let me unveil it. I'm just going to
Did you hear her say that there was like a problem right off the bat? Did you hear
that? She was saying something that like she didn't support it at first.
Yeah. I heard that too, you guys.
She kind of just like drifted.
So Laura, I stopped the tape right there because as you can see, you started the conference with a negative. And in the history of Apple, that's never...
You knew coming into it, I didn't like this eye patch idea. And you made me talk about it? You knew I didn't like it.
Right, so you thought you'd let everyone, if not the world, know that you didn't like it.
Dad, do I have to bring up Bev to Mom? Pull the car over. Go to the mall.
No, I'm not doing it. Fine. You can tell Mom about... Mom knows about Bev.
Oh, she knows?
Yeah, she does. I'm calling your bluff. I'm calling your bluff on that.
Don't do it, Dad.
Mom knows about Bev. No, Mom's in on the whole Bev thing.
That's not true, Dad.
It's true.
She's in on it?
You saw it.
So, Bev, when you're making love to my husband.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What's the second favorite thing that you enjoy about it?
When I'm making love to him, I guess I love how kind of small and thin his penis is.
Me too. It's big, like being made love to by a knitting needle.
Exactly. And that's how we met at our knitting circle. So it's kind of nice to have that. I mean, you and I, you remember that, right?
Oh, of course I do.
That's how we met. Yes. And so for me, it's kind of nice because... Yeah, it's like I'm getting my insides knit together. You know what I mean?
Are you satisfied now that I played you this voice memo of Mom and Bev talking?
I hate you.
I listen to that every morning. I jack off to that voice memo.
Now, we all know most of the faces here, but some people are new, and you're welcome here. And, of course, you don't have to talk about why your parents had an open sexual relationship while you were a child and how that's affected you now. But looks like we got
what
someone.
What the hell else are we going to talk about? This is a group for healing.
That's why I'm here. I want to talk about it. I want to openly talk about it.
Well, we got a new guy here, Franco.
That's all we were going to talk about.
I think your name is Franco, and looks like you brought someone with you. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm Franco. This is more than a friend. He's also my brother-in-law.
I'm George. Hey.
Hi, Franco and George.
Welcome, newbies.
Look, I'll just cut right to it. I'm shocked that the trauma I endured as a child has led me to make the decisions I'm making as an adult.
Yeah. And which decisions are those, do you feel?
Well, for instance, I'll just say it here. This is a safe space.
It's a safe space, please.
I'm holding George hostage.
Jesus Christ.
For days I've been hostage.
And I think it's because of the open relationship that my parents have. I don't know what boundaries are.
Wow. That's deep.
That's all I got.
That's a great share.
We've all taken someone hostage. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We've all done that.
At least page 72, am I right? Page 72.
Yes. Yeah. You guys have seen the book?
Mm.
Yeah.
Look who I stole. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think, Franco, if you look under the tree, there's one more gift there.
Christmas is ruined anyway, Dad.
It's a small gift. Why don't you open it?
What? Okay. Oh, Dad. Dad, before I open this, I just want to say I love you. And I'm sorry that sometimes I act out. And I just love you.
I understand it. I love you too.
Okay. Dad, you did it! You did it!
You can't imagine how hard that was to play cool in that burger store with you shitting on the floor. No way, I'd already gotten you an eye patch.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Oh, that's got to be Bev.
Ding dong.
Hello?
Hey, hey.
Oh, no, not
no, hey, hey, who are you expecting, your wife or something?
No, sorry.
No, we see that your son received one of the eye patches from the new Apple eye patch.
Yes, yes.
Well, in order to really get one, you have to be a pirate, and we need to come and remove one of your son's eyes and or peg his leg.
Well, which is it, son? You want to lose an eye or a leg?
What?
No, you wanted this damn thing. You wanted this damn thing, or you got to pay the consequences.
Do an eye. Choose an eye. Choose an eye. Do an eye. Do the eye.
An eye is easier.
Do the eye. Do it.
They both have their benefits and their drawbacks.
Bobby, I'm not asking for your opinion. You got a skateboard, and that's it, you idiot. Stay away from my house.
I wish he was my kid.
That's scene two. Oh, my. Oh, my, everybody. I say, oh, my. Scene three comes to us from Robert, who wrote, "Super impressed with how y'all have carried on in spite of the inherent difficulty in this format over Zoom." Oh, I thought I was going to say the pandemic. He's thanking us for carrying on in Zoom. "And bless you for doing so, because it's really helping. Anyway, my scene suggestion, should you choose it, is Christopher Walken teaches poker to amateurs. Hugs and claps from Hellhole, Alabama, Robert." Now, Robert, normally I would have not only not included this in the show, but I would have buried it in the backyard along with the dog's bones. But since it's the holidays, this is Festivus as we're recording. I yes and your ridiculousness. And now we take you to Christopher Walken teaching poker to amateurs.
So we supposed to look at the side of the cards with the numbers and letters on them?
Yeah,
or are we looking at the other side of the card?
This is so confusing.
There's no bad questions here, as I said at the top. But I also add that the numbers and pictures you're looking at are helpful and the back of the cards are not. So keep that in mind, if you would.
So the back of the cards, the ones with the numbers.
Well, joke's on you, dumbasses. I write everything on the back of my card. So I got an ace of diamonds. I'm going to write that on this with silver Sharpie on the back of my card right here.
Oh, okay.
That helps me know what I got.
Can I borrow that Sharpie?
Mr. Walken.
Thanks.
Mr. Walken.
Yes. Yes, you there.
I don't know if I told you exactly why I'm here, but I need to learn how to win at poker because I'm playing a match to get my son back next week. And it's imperative that I win.
First of all, let me commend you on the eye patch. It's very attractive and works in all weather.
Thank you.
I noticed.
Yeah.
You say you have to win your son back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Are you clear yet on which kind of poker game you'll be engaged in for this?
I can read what it says here. It says,
or not. You can also
five card. Is that a one? Is that
five card stud? It's known in poker parlance. Sure. Okay. So it's really simple.
I have to win. Everybody, I hope you will indulge me in this journey.
Oh, it's gonna be. It's gonna take just a second.
I hate to say this, but I'm brushing up my skill because I've been chosen to play against you. That's surprising. Unless there's two people being held hostage for a child. In a poker game.
Well, it is unfortunate that your opponent is here because I'm about to share with you the secrets to five card stud, which has been known since 1882. You take out your revolver and you shoot your opponent in the face.
All right. I don't have a revolver, but I've got a gun with a clip.
Well, you fella with the eye patch seem to have a leg up.
Okay.
Good luck. Okay.
Thanks.
You betcha. Yes.
Oh my God. What happened? How'd it go? Are you ready to win our son back or what? Oh my God. Oh God. Yeah, what's going on? Are you going to be able to win our son back?
Look at me, babe.
Oh my God. What did you learn?
I'm so sorry. I will not ask you guys again to leave the library if your wife keeps making a fuss like this.
Okay.
You Okay.
I'm a member. I have a card.
I don't care. I see that. No one without a card can get in here.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm seriously trying to read page 72 of this book. Could you please get them to shut up?
I'm trying. I am trying.
Excuse me. Where's your erotica section?
Sir, I'm sorry. We had banned you from the library. I don't know how you got back in.
Very good. Carrying on.
Yes.
Do you still have a Dewey Decibel system?
Huh? Yes, we do. What do you need to find?
I need, Hey, These Are My Balls by James Heaney.
So why did you need to know if we have a Dewey Decimal System if you knew the name of the book?
I wasn't sure.
Okay.
Why did you send my parents to the library?
Because that's what we had to do, kid. You understand? We leave little clues and little hintsies around the way. Around town, shit. They can't figure it out.
Hey, Jamaican, are you still telling people we leave hintsies all over the place?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You're talking baby talk, Jamaican. You're talking baby talk.
Well, I'm talking baby talk because it's cute as shit to talk like a little baby. I know.
Yeah, it's cute as shit, but nobody's afraid of a guy who's cute as shit. Come on, Jamaican.
Guys,
come on.
I got some bad news. I don't think I'm going to win this poker match. I think one of you guys is going to do it.
I got more bad news for you. Apparently, I have your voice now.
Oh, I got bad news. I'm the cutest guy here. Hey, look at that.
You can't even talk to baby talk to us.
All right, baby, just calm down. Calm down. Okay, we're going to just look at me. We gotta find the hints, okay? We got to find the hints, and then we'll get out of here.
I think you've gotten louder. I think you've gotten louder since I last asked you to be quiet. And for me, that's a problem for what? So, sir, you're a woman. Your wife is making siren noises.
Do you know why? I think it's because she doesn't want our son back.
I think she's causing a scene, sir?
Because she... Yes.
I don't care. I don't care about your personal issue. Do you know how many parents with lost children we have coming through the library every day?
Do you have books on microfiche?
Yes! It's in the microfiche section, but it's not the microfiche. It's next to it.
What tiny fish?
All I know is my dad is the best at whatever he does. And if he doesn't know it already, he's going to learn it. And he's going to learn it from the best.
Hey, kid, I got a question for you. Okay, totally platonic here. Who's the cutest?
What?
Out of us, who's the cutest?
Look, I guess it's time to find out. Just be honest with us, kid. Is he cuter than me? Look at these cheeks.
Ah, come on. It's all about the cheeks. Look at this. Look at this.
That's a karate kick. That doesn't help anything.
Well, I mean, Jamaican has, you know, probably the highest cheekbones.
Thank you. Look at that.
And Barbados has a great head of hair.
Come on, look at this head of hair.
Come on.
Run your fingers through it, Jamaican.
And that's
smooth.
That's smooth.
And
me.
And who?
Well, me.
Mr. Walken?
I think someone's at the door, Georgina.
What? Do you want me to answer it for
Get
you?
Get the door,
still
please. I'm
still
cooking.
Afraid of doors?
Well, that one, yes.
Okay. Hi. Hello. Can I help you?
Hi there. I wanted to speak to Mr. Walken. I'm one of the students.
I think it's another one of your poker students.
For fuck's sake. Oh, yes, you.
Hi. Yeah. I don't mean to disturb you.
Well, you have come to my home, so it's a little late for apologies.
Okay. Listen, I'll get right to it. I was wondering if there was some way we could do some kind of quick training montage that really gets me in shape in case the revolver thing doesn't work.
You thought you would come to my home, if I may recap, and simply suggest a montage of quickness on a poker tutorial one-on-one. Sure. Come on in.
Thank you.
This is a poker training montage.
Yes. Poker training montage.
Card flying through the air.
Three of them.
Shuffle, riffle, shuffle.
Full house.
When you do a montage and it's only audio, it's hard to see what's happening. When you do a montage and it's only audio, it's hard to see what's
Mr. Walken.
Hi. Let's take that song again, your montage song right here. Mm-hmm. When you're doing a montage, what were the words again now?
If you're doing a montage, it's only on audio. It's hard to see what's going on. I think that's what it was. I don't know.
Yeah, you said what's happening, and we just needed you to plug what's going on in there. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, so what do you want me to say?
So you said when you're doing a montage and it's only audio, you were saying it's hard to see what's happening.
We don't have like time for all this. Can we do a montage of us learning how to cut the montage song?
That sounds like a great idea.
Recording the montage, montage,
montage, montage.
Here we are at the poker game, huh? Look at this.
Hey.
Who would have thought that this would happen?
I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win. But which one is he, huh?
That's crazy. I don't think you're supposed to be standing behind me. Come on, come on, come on.
Oh, you got this, man. You got this. You got the two cutest guys in the whole game.
Look at his hair. Look at those cheekbones.
Okay. Before I lay these cards down, how do I know my son's okay? I want to see my son.
Hey, guys, get a picture.
Yeah, of us? Let's get a picture of us.
Of his son.
Huh?
Of his son. Get a picture out of his son.
Oh, get a picture of his son, yeah.
Come on, let's go do it.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, hold on. The librarian's here? Wait, were you in on this the whole time?
I never said I wasn't.
I don't even know what Dewey Decimal means. Feed your face.
You're here too?
Yeah, that's right. All of the patrons and staff of your public library have been in on the kidnapping of your son.
Look, do you have any of those cards with naked ladies?
What do you want?
Too?
Yes. The town pervert is also in on it.
Hey.
And I'm sorry. That's what we call you privately as a joke. I got excited.
Fair enough.
I don't think you're a pervert. You're just a man who likes.
Oh, I am.
Okay, well, excuse me. Then, yes, you are a big, nasty pervert. We do have cards with titties and kitties on them. So just let me know what you want.
We're playing a game here for my son's life.
Are we?
Hey, Ken, boss sent us to take a picture with you so that your dad can know that you're okay.
Okay, should I hold up today's newspaper or something?
Go ahead, Jamaican.
Why don't you just take a picture of me in Barbados so he knows that you took the photo?
I mean, that's cute, right?
Yeah.
What about Jimmy?
What about him?
Jimmy's at the poker house. He's at the poker table, the geek table, they call it. He's there now.
Okay. Well, do you want it vertical or horizontal?
Yeah, well, what do the young people take it? How do they do that?
I think horizontal looks better.
Yeah, let's do that then.
Let's do that.
Okay. As soon as I see that picture, I'm laying these cards down.
Well, I've got some cards to lay down, too, and I don't even know if the picture's going to help because I think I'm going to win.
Oh, we're back. We're back.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. So here's the picture that your son took us.
Jesus. That guy, you're gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you.
Who are you talking to? Me? Yeah.
No, him. What?
Me? Me? Who
you?
Yeah, it's the hair, right?
This photo really, really, really brings it out.
Run your fingers through it.
May I?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that is nice.
Mayonnaise.
You don't say.
Yeah, I do say.
Okay, so I'm going to lay these down and...
I shot him in the face.
He's montage shooting us.
Poker shooting montage.
Kabang, kabang. Bang, bang, gone. He's shooting them.
Wow, that was a bloodbath.
What happened? Did you get our son back or not? Did you just kill everybody? What happened? Honey, hello! Honey!
I shot myself in the montage.
Oh my god, your leg, it'll be out. I
brought him here.
Claude DeVille.
Yeah, Claude Devine, yes.
Oh, whatever.
Wait, you guys know each other?
Yeah.
You knew this. I guess everyone in town knows me. I'm doing the town pervert.
He used to take pictures of my titties with kitties and... It was a different time. It was just exploring. Yeah.
I'm afraid, ma'am, that your vagina and your breasts have been combined. You actually have titties with kitties.
Oh, my God.
Instead of nipples, you have beautiful vulvas on it.
What does this mean for when I have to pee?
I don't know, ma'am. I hadn't thought about that. I haven't thought about how it was going to be.
Mr. Walkett.
Georgina, please.
Oh, hi. Okay. You need to learn to be less afraid of the door. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
You're on the ground. Hi.
Hi. I'm one of Mr. Watkins.
I know who you are. What do you want?
If I could have one word with him, I'm going to die in about 20 seconds.
Oh, honey, if he just needs
20 seconds, dear, I'll be happy to speak with him.
You're sitting right behind me. Why can't you just open the door?
Because the handle wants my heart.
Dad,
I've said this to you before.
Hey.
What is it, young man? You have 6 seconds now. What?
Why is my son?
I've been here at the Walkins the whole time.
Oopsie.
It was you.
Well, it was a hell of a way for him to learn, but at least he did before his last moment.
That's right.
And that is the joy of life, young man, if you were to learn anything in this household. Find out the information you crave before you kick.
Okay.
All right. So, obviously you don't have to speak if you don't want to, but we're all here for the same reason. All of us were stolen and then raised by Christopher Walken. So, we've all had trauma in that way. We got some new faces here. Looks like we got Franco. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And this is my my friend, George.
I'm George. First, I was stolen by Franco, and then Christopher Walken stole me away from him and raised me as an adult man. He raised me.
Oh, yeah. A couple of us have already kind of been through that as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's hard, but
it feels good to know I'm not. What's the word I'm looking for? It's 5 letters, starts with an A, ends in an E. Alone.
Wow.
Did you say about?
Or also not about.
Yeah.
Not about
that ends in an E.
I'm sorry. Am I the only one here that Mr. Walken taught how to make beer can chicken?
No. He taught me how to make beer can chicken.
Right. Yeah,
he taught me that too. Yeah. As well.
It's the greatest. Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean,
it was so the one takeaway for me that was such a positive.
For me, actually, the whole experience was a positive. It was much better to live with him than my parents. You know, he's a successful actor, could provide for me, teach me how to cook, etc.
I wouldn't change a damn thing about my kidnapping. It was wonderful. Yeah. It was a good kidnapping.
Overall, it was nice for me too, other than when I saw my dad die in front of my eyes.
Well, he was going to die, right?
He was.
And if not for Mr. Walken, it wouldn't have happened in front of you. So
I guess you're right.
So it's kind of a blessing.
No, there's always a silver lining.
That's right.
This is a safe place. I'm just.
I mean, not many of us get to see our family like pass in front of us, you know, in that way. So
right, but if you heard your family passed at the hospital and you didn't get there in time, you know, that old.
This is an ending montage of the Christopher Walken. People who were stolen
and raised by Christopher Walken.
Beer can chicken.
About.
That is our show for today. So beautifully sailed out the window all on its own accord. Let's thank our glorious Christmas Eve alchemist as we record this, beginning with Gary Anthony Williams.
Hey, thank you, Fran.
Gary, happy holidays to you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And you have a show coming up on the Netflix in the new year?
Yes. Can't say exactly when it's going to be out, but it will be out early part of next year, called The Crew on Netflix.
It is a strange NDA that you're not allowed to say the drop date.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? I'll tell everybody.
Don't do that.
I'm going to do it. I've had a great career, guys. I've had a great career.
I'll say. And Caroline Connor, thank you ever so much as well, you angelic person.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah. The Disgruntled Angel. That's the script I'm sending over.
That's right. Thank you. And that'll be out on Netflix in 15 to 20 years.
Okay, cool. Nice. I still love that moment in South Park when they pimped Netflix. I can't remember who, but it was a reception desk and they were just answering the phone. You're greenlit. Netflix, you're greenlit. Hello. Craig Kukowski, thank you as always, my good man.
Hey, it's 2021. Finally.
Woohoo!
Oh, and I'm going to be all over your goddamn antenna-driven TV.
Wait, I think this comes out right before. Yeah.
Damn. Sorry, Craig.
Shit, we just missed it. Bummer. It's still 20.
I'm sticking to it. It's 2021.
I just no-butted your ass. James Heaney, God bless you and the family, and happy holidays. And is there a bear supply show before the end of the year?
We've been pretty consistent. I think we can go ahead and say it's at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesdays. Like, it's just, that's the time it ends up being.
Going out on the limb.
Twitch.tv/BS comedy, 8 p.m.
Chris Alvarado, stuff to add, please.
Man, thanks. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Ooh, thank
what a
you.
Year.
What a year.
We figured out a way to gather on a weekly basis to be happy in this shit pie of a year.
Love this. And hey, much love to the Alchemy That podcast, huh?
That's mm-hmm. right. Yes. Yeah. It's if you want to know what it feels like to have this magic scrutinized and celebrated at the same time, by all means, tune into Alchemy That. It's a trip. Joey Greerstein.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Normally, I would say let's thank our producer and engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. But he's not been of any help at all today. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you that 2020 was something that will be talked about till the end of time. 2021 is up to us to make spectacular. Be kind to each other. And remember,
this is a montage.
About.